I am Minna, co-founders of Focal Academy, functional health and wellness coaches. Now, as the world starts to wake up to a new normal, a lot has changed, so we are also tweaking the focus of our messaging on how to get ahead in this new environment, this new world. We are still focusing on time, health, and relationships, and we are still utilizing the same set of success principles. Now, last time, I asked you to think about how much you need to feed your lifestyle. How did that go? Is it more or less than you expect? The fact is that there are many people that think they needed millions of dollars to be able to retire comfortably. Well, in reality, they needed way less than that. And then, of course, on the other side, there are people that eventually had to rely on other people helping them through their old age financially because they didn't plan for it. But today, I want you to think about another important aspect of your life. Just like money, which you need regardless of what your new normal looks like, your health situation is also something that you will need. The healthier you are, the faster and easier it is for you to get to your goals. So, here's an analogy. Think about your body as an ancient kingdom in the Game of Thrones. Your kingdom is protected by four stone walls, and you have soldiers walking along the top of the stone wall to guard your kingdom. These guards are natural killers. If they see a threat, they kill it. It is their first line of defense. Your immune system also has a first line of defense, and that is your natural killer cells. Now, as a White Walker virus approaches your kingdom, if you have really strong and smart guards, they may actually just figure out how to kill them. And your kingdom never knew that they were even threatened, which means that you are asymptomatic. But if the guards don't know how to kill it, then eventually the White Walkers break through the gates, invade your kingdom, and you get sick. Inside the kingdom though, you have another line of defense. Your knights and ninjas. I'm making it up, of course, but you get the point. These knights and ninjas fight the White Walkers. Some die, some survive. They try throwing everything at them, right? Eventually, they figure out how to kill a White Walker. You need to throw fireballs at them. Again, I'm making that up. But let's just say that fireballs kill White Walkers. Your knights and ninjas are the second line of defense in your immune system. They figured out how to kill the White Walkers, and then they tell the guards on top of the stone wall, when they see a White Walker, throw fireballs at them. You know what to do. You have the antidote or the antibody. So the next time a White Walker comes by, these guards know to throw fireballs at them and kill them. Your kingdom, meaning your body, is safe. But the White Walkers are smart. They see that you know how to kill them, so they disguise themselves. They paint themselves green. And they approach the kingdom again. This time, they look like green walkers. Your guards, because they were trained by the knights and ninjas, saw the green walkers and go, hey, these look just like White Walkers except that they're green. Let's just throw fireballs at them and see if that works. Of course it does. Green walkers be gone. Once again, your body is saved by a variety from a variation of the White Walker, which is the Green Walker virus. Now, let's change the story a little bit. Before the White Walkers attack you, you get your hands on some baby White Walkers. They are smaller, weaker versions of the White Walkers. You invite them into your kingdom, ask them to stay in the training area so that your knights and ninjas can figure out how to kill them. And when they succeed, then they tell the guards how to kill those White Walkers. Great! Wow, okay. So your guards know what to do. When a White Walker comes, they throw fireballs at them. Once again, White Walkers be gone, your kingdom is safe. But let's just say that one of these pesky little White Walker viruses left the area where they're supposed to be. They go into your palace, the heart of your kingdom, and destroy it. Now what happens? your heart, your palace, is destroyed. You get really sick. If your knights and ninjas can't defend your kingdom, eventually your kingdom is lost. Your body becomes severely infected and severely sick. Now let's change the story again. This time, assume that your kingdom is not healthy. Your guards, they're sick, blind, deaf, limping. You have comorbidities. So now when the White Walkers approaches, these guards, they can't defend your body. The White Walkers come right into your kingdom and invade your body. Even if your guards know that they are supposed to throw fireballs at the White Walkers, maybe they have trouble throwing the fireball. Maybe they can't even lift up the fireball. They are useless in defending a body. Either way, your kingdom is lost. Maybe someone outside will come in and help you fight the White Walkers. This is when you get wheeled into a hospital and they treat your kingdom, hoping to save you. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes they don't, and you die. I hope this analogy helps you understand how your body and your immune system works and helps you understand that it is important for you to develop a strong immune system. Your guards along the stone wall, they gotta be in tip-top shape. So what is the best case scenario here? Of course, the best case scenario is when your guards on the wall are strong and smart. You want natural killers who can throw fireballs at White Walkers, even if they paint themselves green, or blue, or black. You need strong, smart guards to guard your stone walls. Your first line of defense are these natural killer cells. And also, you also need even stronger, smarter knights and ninjas to defend your kingdom. The second line of defense is your antibodies and your immune system, which is critical to keep you safe and healthy. If your guards are sick, slow, switch them out or train them to become stronger. If your immune system is not as strong as it is, even if you get sick a lot, all is not lost. You can boost your immune system by implementing some simple changes in your life. Even if you have comorbidities, there are things you can do to strengthen your immune system. You still have hope. Now, if you want to know more, follow us, and we will continue to help you get healthier and wealthier in your new normal. I'm not thinking that you need to be in tip-top shape, just like money. Some people think they need millions of dollars to be successful. You may also think that you need to be in tip-top shape to be healthy. Six packs? Not really. And that may be true if your goal is to climb the Kilimanjaro and survive. Sure, then you need to be in tip-top shape. But for your everyday life, maybe you don't need to be in tip-top shape, but you do need to be healthy. Me and my husband, we have not caught the flu in over 7 years. I know I don't look like an Olympic athlete, but I am healthy. While I'm on a roll of confessions, the last couple of videos, I might as well make it 3 in a row and make one final confession here. The fact is, I don't always eat healthy. Sometimes all I crave is junk food, desserts. My kryptonite is ice cream. You put ice cream in front of me and it is simply irresistible. So sometimes I give myself a treat. But when I find myself eating bad for a long period of time, my joints start to hurt. My brain starts to feel a little foggy. I start to get sniffles and coughs. And when I realize that I'm going on a downward spiral, that's when I know I have to take massive action. Like the 5-day water fast that I did last week. During that time, I did not eat or drink anything of substance. All I put in my mouth is pure, clean water, organic coffee, and green tea. This went on for 5 days until my body is cleansed and renewed. So for you, think about how healthy you want to be. Think about how long you want to live. How long you live and how healthy you live depends on how you live, your lifestyle. There are multiple studies on the people who live in the blue zones. These people are not genetically any different, but they lead a different lifestyle, and they live longer on average. How healthy you are, just like how wealthy you are, is your choice. And with this new normal, it is your time to redefine yourself. So think about what you want, how much you want, and how healthy you want to be. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.